the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. What do you do with a piece of property that you inherited years ago and you just kind of put a resident in that property and you just kind of let them live there and, you know, hopefully pay the rent on time and, you know, everything's just going to run smoothly, right? Well, what if that property happens to be a condominium? And what if that condominium association decides to change the bylaws and prevent you from renting that property out? What do you do? What do you do? Now, first thought is, I guess we're just going to sell it, right? Just put it on the market and get it sold. Okay, that's an option. But what about the tax liability associated with doing that? Do you even know how to calculate that? What if you could avoid paying those taxes in the near term and essentially defer those taxes to a different time and place, which means that you can actually sell that property and take all of the capital gains and use it to buy something else. Now, when I say something else, I'm not saying you go out and buy jet skis or that bass boat you've been wanting or, you know, that beautiful BMW motorcycle that you've been, you know, just, you can't get off your mind. That's not what I'm talking about. There's a provision in the tax code which allows you to do exactly what I just described. But you can't go out and buy jet skis. You can't buy a bass boat. You can't get that BMW motorcycle. You have to take the proceeds and you have to invest the earnings, the gain, so to speak, into like-kind property. So in other words, you're going to buy additional rental property. Well, that's just what one of our members did. That's exactly what they did. So what I'm going to do for you on today's show is I'm going to get into some of the nitty-gritty. I actually like doing these kind of shows because it gives me an opportunity to share with you the success stories of our members. Trust me, I love doing it. And I love doing it for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's great information for you to hear. Number two, it's not just my real estate investing results that you're hearing. You're hearing the results of other people that are doing what I'm doing. And that's one of the cool things about Lifestyles Unlimited. We like to focus on our members' success. And part of the way we help each other out is that we give back to the community. So in other words, if we're new to Lifestyles Unlimited, we receive a lot of support from our fellow members, from the Lifestyles Unlimited team, and it's a good thing. And when we go out and we acquire real estate, and we get the results that we're looking for, we like to come back to an event that we call case study. And we like to share our results with the membership. Because no matter where you are in your real estate investing journey, the information that is shared is information that can benefit you. I don't care if you're still trying to buy your first investment property or you own 19,000 units of multifamily apartment communities. And by the way, I know people in Lifestyles Unlimited, they're in both of those categories. And they benefit from case study. They benefit from getting feedback from our fellow members. So last November, we actually did a case study. Yeah, I know, coronavirus is going on. I think we're still in lockdown. But you know what? At Lifestyles Unlimited, we find ways to work around that. So we're offering a lot of our content through webinar platforms. It's an opportunity for us to keep doing what we have been doing in a live setting, in a virtual setting. And it works. It works really, really well. So last November, we had a couple. They're a fairly young couple. Now, when I say fairly young, I'm going to say they're in their 30s because that's kind of where they're at. They're in their very early 30s. I think she's in her late 20s. And their names are Leland and Shannon. Now, they have a very, very beautiful daughter who's less than 6 months old as of today. And what I'm going to do for you today is I'm going to share their journey. I'm going to share their experience of how they came to Lifestyles Unlimited, why they came to Lifestyles Unlimited, what they did to get educated, what they did to get focused on investing correctly in real estate, and then what they actually did. And I'm going to share with you the same kind of information that gets shared with me as a member. I'm going to give you the returns. I'm going to tell you the whys with regards to certain decisions that they made. Because I want you to learn also. I want you to have the benefit of understanding that when you are properly educated in how to invest in real estate and you support yourself with not only a mentor, but a well-organized team, you're going to set yourself up for success and your life's going to change. Stick around. We'll get into the details.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, what I'm doing is I'm sharing a story. And this is a good story. It's a really good story. It's a story about two young people that have a very beautiful young daughter who, as of today, I think is less than 6 months of age, who have made a decision to change their lives by investing in real estate. And what I'm going to do for you today is I'm going to peel back the onion and I'm going to share with you the details of their journey. Now, their journey is a little different than the journey that some of our Lifestyles Unlimited members take. Because we all come from a different place. We all come from a different background. We all start investing in real estate in different phases of our lives or with different income streams or different savings rates. So regardless of where you're at in your life right now, I'm here to tell you that you can learn to successfully invest in residential income-producing real estate, and you can change your life, and you can get yourself on a glide path to retiring yourself in 5 years or less. Yeah. So check this out. Leland and Shannon. Now, they live in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area. They went to school at a school up north in Texas that you probably heard of. It's really well known for a guy by the name of Mean Joe Green. Big football player, used to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Anyhow, when Mean Joe Green was in college, he went to the University of North Texas. And that's where Leland went to school, and that's also where Shannon went to school. And while they were going to school there, they met. And they got married. And they started a life after college. Now, Leland, he works in the business of providing electrical and home audio and lighting systems for homeowners. So he's pretty busy. Shannon, she does corporate event planning and project management for a major tax consulting firm. So she's pretty busy too. Now, the one thing that they had going into this relationship was a piece of property that Shannon owned. It was a condo, and she really didn't know how to operate the condo. She didn't really know how to establish market rents. And then when the situation changed on them and they were unable to continue renting that property out because they would have been in violation of the HOA rules, they decided they needed to sell that property. But long before that happened, Leland, who actually spends a lot of time in his vehicle because he drives from job location to job location, he gets an opportunity to listen to the radio. And he started listening to us on the radio. And that piqued his interest. He wanted to start learning more about investing in real estate because he knew that they owned this condo and it was kind of there. The person paid rent. They kind of paid the mortgage on the property, yada, yada, yada. They paid the homeowners association fee for the condo. And it was just kind of there. They didn't really give it much thought. It just kind of did its own thing. But the thing that caught Leland's ear was the idea of creating a lifestyle instead of just working for a living. And as he continued to listen, he desired to have the best life possible. So one day he goes home from work and he tells Shannon, "Hey, you know what? I was listening to these guys from Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And let me tell you about all the things that they're talking about." And you know what she thought? She thought he was nuts. She thought that real estate investing stuff, it really doesn't work, you know, because she already has some experience with real estate investing and, you know, it's not doing much to change their life. But after a little bit of convincing, Leland and Shannon agreed to attend one of our free workshops. And after attending that workshop, they decided to become members. So their next step was to attend what we call our Financial Freedom Seminar. And in that seminar, we teach you the fundamentals of correctly investing in real estate. They took notice. And the one thing that Shannon said, which really I thought was a really cool thought, was that she realized that although she was living a comfortable life, and again, this is before they became pregnant, there was an even better life waiting for her if they just followed our instruction. So they went to work. Now, they became members back in early 2018. And in June of 2018, they bought their first investment property. It was a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath, 1-car garage property, about 1,300 square feet, that was built in 1955. Now, the property itself had already been repaired or upgraded or whatever you want to call it, and there was an existing lease in place, which they took over. Because when you buy investment property and when there's a lease in place, you have to honor that lease. It's incumbent upon you to treat that lease appropriately. And although they didn't really capture any equity in this particular deal, and I'll tell you why when we come back from the break, they bought the property for a very competitive price in the marketplace in an area that was really just getting ready to blossom as far as values go. And if you know anything about what's been going on in the Dallas-Fort Worth market over the last couple of years, single-family valuations are going up. Values are going up on homes. And because they were able to buy this particular property at a great price point, although they didn't capture any equity going into the deal, they actually captured equity because they bought at an outstanding price. So we're getting ready to go to break. And we come back from the break. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get into the numbers. I'm going to talk about the returns. And then I'm going to talk about how Leland was able to effectively give himself a 35% raise over his W-2 salary. Yeah, stick around. You're going to want to hear this.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about Leland and Shannon. They're Lifestyles Unlimited members. They've been members since 2018. And they decided, after being properly educated, to buy their first single family property together. And as I mentioned before we went to the break, although they didn't technically capture any equity going into the deal, meaning when they bought the property, they pretty much paid almost retail pricing. They got a pretty good deal on the property. For whatever reason, the seller wanted to sell, so they didn't pay full market value for the property, but they paid close to it. Now, normally when we buy properties at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're looking for something that's distressed. We're looking for something that's got issues that we can go in and turn around. So we like to buy wholesale, improve the properties. So the difference between what the property is actually worth, all fixed up in the marketplace, and what we acquired the property for and renovated it for, is the equity that we capture. So in this particular deal, they really didn't capture any equity going into the deal because they didn't do it the way we normally buy property. And I'm not saying they did anything wrong. What I am saying is that they bought a property in an area that was really positioned to go up in value. And they got a little bit of equity by getting a really good price for the property when they bought it. Now, in 2020, the resident that they had inherited decided it was time to move out. And at that time, they decided that they would go ahead and sell the property. So when they sold the property, now granted, this is a little over 2 years later. When the dust all settled and they sold that property, that netted them approximately $50,000. That's right, you heard me correctly. $50,000. Now let me give you some of the numbers on that property. So they bought it for $127,000. Again, there was no rehab needed because it was already good to go. They already had a resident in place. And their cash out of pocket on this particular deal was $33,000. That was the amount of money that they needed to put down plus closing costs for the conventional financing that they put on the property. Now, this particular property, before the tenant left, was producing $1,350 a month in rents. And as they explained to us, they really didn't have any expenses associated with the property because everything had been fixed up. It was good to go. So there were no maintenance costs for them, and there were no vacancy costs because the renter stayed there the entire time until they sold it. The cash flow they were receiving on that particular property worked out to be $464 per month. So essentially, just by buying that one property, just by investing $33,000 into that property, they were receiving over $5,500 a year in passive income and positive cash flow. Basically, they were getting a 17% return on their investment, just on the cash flow. Now, because they were depreciating the property, they were able to defer certain taxes because they were taking depreciation write-offs on this property. And those depreciation write-offs were offsetting the gains that they were making in the form of cash flow. As a matter of fact, about $4,600 of the $5,500 that they were bringing in was not taxable because of the depreciation. Pretty good stuff. So really, their tax liability annually was only on about $900. Now, when they decided to sell the property, they were the beneficiary of the fact that market values for single-family homes in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area have been improving. And when they sold that home, after they paid the cost of sale, they netted approximately $50,000. $50,000 that went into their pocket, plus the original $33,000 that they put in. Yeah, that $50,000 doesn't include the $33,000 that they put in. This is additional money. So they almost doubled their investment. And they did that in a little over 2 years. Remember that condo that Shannon had that was just kind of, it was just kind of there? Yeah, this is a property that she owned for a while, something that she inherited. And she really didn't give it much thought until after they sold that first property. And then she started to look at what that condo was worth. And when they sat down with their tax advisor, because even that condo had gone up in value, when they sat down with their tax advisor and they looked at what their tax liability would be on that particular property if they sold it, because they owned it for a while, longer than they should have, it was pretty significant. So Shannon had a conversation with her mentor, Lifestyles Unlimited, and said, "Man, what do you think I should do? I really don't want the condo. I know we don't believe in condos at Lifestyles Unlimited, so it probably needs to go away. It's really not producing the returns that it should be producing. And because we've seen that values have gone up, maybe this is the time to strike." You know what her mentor told her? "Why don't you do a 1031 exchange? Why don't you sell that property, use one of our vendors at Lifestyles Unlimited, do that 1031 exchange, and by doing so, what they were able to do was effectively defer somewhere in the neighborhood of $53,000 in tax liability off the sale of that property." So that's what they decided to do. The resident had to go away because the condo association said you can't have rents anymore. And once the lease expires, those people have to leave. even though I guess they were trying to force people to break leases. Oh, man, that's bad stuff. You don't want to do that. So the resident left. They cleaned the place up. They put it on the market, and they sold it. And they made a lot of money off of the sale of that condo. And what they decided to do next was to buy follow-on property. See, when you do a 1031 exchange, the government says you get a certain period of time to identify replacement property. That could be one property. It could be more than one property. There's all kinds of rules out there, which is why you've got to have somebody that knows what they're doing advising you. You get 45 days to figure this all out. And then you get a total of 180 days to close. And that made them a little nervous. 45 days doesn't seem like a lot of time. But they were surrounded by the right people that helped them figure it out. And I'll give you the solution when we come back.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So Leland and Shannon sold that condo that Shannon had owned since long before the two of them had met. And they had a big tax liability sitting there waiting for them based on that sale. But because they were properly educated, because they were surrounded by like-minded individuals, because they had the benefit of a mentor who had done the thing I'm about to tell you before multiple times, they weren't afraid. They pursued a 1031 tax exchange, which seems like a scary process, but when you have the right people helping you out, it's really not that big of a deal. It really isn't. So they sold the condo, and the biggest problem that they really had was trying to identify replacement property. They wanted to make sure that they were buying as much property as possible, and because they were a little concerned about buying a bunch of distressed property and then having the ability to remediate that property, somebody advised them, somebody from Lifestyles, said, well, maybe what you want to consider is maybe you buy new construction. And not just any new construction, the right kind of new construction in the right areas. And when you do that, and you're working with a particular builder that has the ability to offer you more properties than just one, you can identify those properties in that first 45 days, and then you can close on those properties over the next 180 days. And one of the conditions that exists, especially when you're putting a mortgage on a property, is if it's investment property, you need to make sure you have leases in place for the property. So in other words, they were able to buy a property, close on it, find the right resident, get the long-term lease in place, which created the trigger event for them to work on the second property, buy that property, close on it. Yeah, because lenders don't want you having a bunch of vacant properties out there. That's not a good way to do business. So it's a condition of lending. But by buying the new properties from one particular asset seller, They were able to do everything they needed to do to identify the properties in the first 45 days, check that box, and then close on the properties as logic dictated within the full 180 days. And they got it done. Now, the properties that they bought, they're all brand new. Yeah, they're all brand new. They're about 1,200 square feet. They're all three-bedroom, two-bath, one-car garages. And they were built literally last year. They came with a one-year builder's warranty. Now, we don't necessarily recommend as Lifestyles members to go out and buy new construction, because when you do that, you're essentially paying retail prices. But because they were coming out of a 1031 exchange and they were deferring about $53,000 in taxes, by not paying those taxes, there was a benefit to doing the new construction. So they did it. And let me tell you how these properties performed for them. Now remember, they traded one property for three properties. That's right. They were able to take down three properties because they had a lot of money, something like $130,000 in proceeds coming out of that 1031 exchange. Now, that money didn't go into their pocket. That money goes to an accommodator. And that accommodator holds the money on your behalf because you're not allowed to touch the money. It's just part of the way the tax law is written, and we want to do things in accordance with what the law says. We believe in doing the right thing. So they sequentially took down all three properties over about, I think they said about a 4.5-5 month period. So they didn't even use the whole 180 days. These properties, when they bought them, were valued at $150,000. And because they bought them brand new, there was no equity capture. But here's where it gets interesting. They were able to put about $42,000 per property into each of the properties. And what that allowed them to do is pay their closing costs and basically put a 75% loan-to-value mortgage on those properties. I think they said they were getting somewhere in the neighborhood of, I don't know, they started like 3.7% interest, and then it got better, and they actually got the interest down to like something like 3.2%, because that's what the interest rates were doing last year. Oh, by the way, they were doing everything that I've told you about on the show. They were doing it all during COVID. These particular properties rent for $1,390 per month on average. The cash flow that each of these properties produces on average is about $646. That's right, $646 per month. Now, that's technically only an 18% return on their investment. But when's the last time you got 18% on your money? Oh, and by the way, when you annualize the cash flow, that works out to be about $7,750 per year. And since there's three of those properties, they essentially gave themselves a raise of over $23,000 a year. $23,000 per year. Leland said that was the equivalent of him getting a 35% raise based on what he makes at his job. So you think about it. If three properties can replace a third of his income, how many more properties does he need to not have to go back to work? You can do the math. Now there's two of them. They're both working. But this is powerful, folks. This is very powerful. They did all of this in the course of a year. Oh, by the way, there's still that net proceeds of about $50,000 off that other house that they sold, which they can use those funds to actually buy properties the way we like to buy them. Go find those distressed ones and go ahead and capture that equity. There's nothing wrong with that. It's all good stuff. Now, their tax liability on these properties works out to be, it's about, what's that number? Less than $7,000. I don't mean they owe $7,000 in taxes. I mean, when they take the depreciation on these properties and they offset that $23,000 plus that they're bringing in, they're only taxed on about $7,000. They're not taxed on the full $23,000. That's the way real estate works. Let's just, for giggles and grins, let's keep talking about the different ways we make money in real estate. Real estate has a tendency to go up in value over time. Traditionally, properties tend to double in value about every 20 years, faster in some places, slower in others. Texas seems to be going a little bit closer to the faster than, as opposed to the slower than. Now, I'm not telling you that prices will always go up in Texas, but they're going up. So if you just do a 3.5% appreciation on these properties, each property should go up on average about $16,000 over 3 years. That's $48,000 over 3 years that the value goes up. And these properties probably have the ability to go up a little bit more. I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying they have potential. So now you're looking at a future value of these properties at around $166,000. And they didn't do anything to create that. Market forces created that. Let's say they decide to sell the properties in 3 years. They're probably looking at an equity at sale of about almost $60,000 per property. Now, keep in mind, they put $42,000 into the properties. So maybe it's not a good time to sell. Or maybe it is. It's all based on goals and objectives. Hey, if I'm hurting your head, let me do something for you. Let me tell you to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, so we can show you how we do all this stuff, and it all will make sense.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.